We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. I'm talking about Alabama. Man, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, and by the way, who else covers a lot of ground? That'd be our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Do not forget, Southern Immediate Care, one of the sponsors of this show, is a chain of clinics that covers like this huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care is in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations in and around the Birmingham area, newest one being in Helena. And y'all, every one of them is open early and stays open late 7 days a week. I kid you not. And they will see all ages, pediatric up to geriatric. So your kid gets sick on a Saturday morning, do you wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care. Go check them out. And by the way, this is who I use personally. I've been in there this week. Southern Immediate Care. They are so clean and professional and friendly. And every time I've been in, it's been just like a breath of fresh air. And I thought, I'm going to go ask them if they want to advertise because I can brag on this. And that's the reason why it all came about. So, yes, Southern Immediate Care is who I use. So let me just challenge you. If you need medical attention, look them up. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down there. And while you're filling out the forms, tell them, hey, I heard about this on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. All right, let me jump on in here. I'm going to get a few text messages, and we're gonna cover my last little dipper here. David from Huntsville. Mayorkas lied about it. He said the border was secure multiple times. You are right, David. By the way, glad to hear from you, brother. Gary MS from Huntsville says, when Trump took office, we had the House and the Senate. How did that work out? Worked out better than it does right now, I can tell you that. Gary from Decatur says, Democrats always do unprecedented things because they will always get away with it by staying together. Republicans can't seem to stay together on anything but legislative session recesses. Well, I ain't arguing, man. I'm with you. That was my conversation with Gary Palmer earlier. John from Harvest says, I'm getting sick and tired of our leadership or the lack thereof doing things to make history in the dumbest ways possible. Yeah, bro. And where's that text? We had, who was it that said something? Yeah. Nope, not that one. Hang on. Somebody said something about the there it is. Was it Jeff from Indiana must have said it. Where'd it go? I lost. There it is. The Biden cacistocracy. Okay, he says, the Biden cacistocracy produces an enormous amount of codswallop. And I think we ought to go in and say the Biden cacistocracy produces an enormous amount of codswallop wrapped in jackassery. Play me some jackassery real quick. Just hit me one. Just because we can. There it is. All right, let me jump into the last dipper of the day as I take y'all all the way into go-home time. So it is Friday afternoon at 4:37. Some of y'all are about to hit the road. Be careful on it and have a great weekend. Let me just do this third dipper. I'm calling this the fast food polls. Have you seen what's happening with Biden and Trump as they walk into fast food? I mean, literally, they're walking into fast food places and the amazing amount of difference in the two. It's like we're back to the days of Biden doing his campaign from the basement where he carefully went out once in a while and people had to sit socially distanced from each other in circles. And he talked to them kind of benignly, and he still got half the vote. All right, that's where we are right now, except that it's almost amusing because Biden staggers in to a fast food joint, right? I mean, it sounds like a joke, but it's real. But it's also a joke. He staggers into a fast food place, and it's like a nothing burger. No pun intended. It's just a big, fat, like, nothingness. He walks in. There's hardly any attention. There's, like, hardly anybody there. He looks at the menu like he can't figure out what's going on. He stands there. The lady at the counter tries to tell him a few things. Somebody starts to approach him. One of his entourage says, "You get back. You need to get back now. Step back, please." Okay. And he goes, "I'm gonna. You got milkshakes? I want the kind that has the dark and the light together. Yeah, I'm gonna get a black and white milkshake." And that's what he, like, you're looking at him going, "You're embarrassing." And he's got somebody actually with him at the counter helping him figure out what to pick. I kid you not, watch it. Trump walked into Chick-fil-A last week. The place went bananas. Chick-fil-A, so it's always crowded. It was Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, which is a, you know, a that's a haven for Democrat votes. But he just walks in. The place goes crazy. You got people rushing up. He's hugging people. He's laughing. He's having a good time. He's yucking it up with folks. He bought everybody in the restaurant milkshakes and chicken sandwiches. And the staff all gathered at the counter. They all wanted to talk to him. A couple of them rushed around from behind the counter. Can I hug you, Mr. President? You know, they're having the best time. And oh, by the way, the demographic of the crowd was fairly well mixed, but black and white both were loving on President Trump. And so I looked at this and I thought, it's like this is a clear indication. We hear the polls all the time, right? This is like the fast food polls. What happens when one walks into a fast food restaurant and so does the other one? I hope it's an indication of what's going to happen at the polling sites.
Did Biden really try to order a black and white milkshake?
That's what he said. I watched the video.
Wow.
I want a black. I want a black. And you got the, what do you got up there? He's like squinting and doing the thing. And what is that? You got milkshakes? Yeah, I want a black and white milkshake. Black and white.
Okay. That's a pretty good impression.
That's just awful. It's just awful. I don't know which one I like least, Angry Joe or Lost Joe. They both embarrass me.
Yeah.
But Trump, man. So here's the thing. Daily Mail has a piece that came out yesterday. It says, the campaign fast food fight. Biden purchases sandwiches for construction workers days after Trump bought Chick-fil-A for a whole restaurant. So President Joe Biden attempted to rip a page out of his predecessor's Donald Trump's playbook. Trump made a surprise visit to a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta on April 10th, where he told a dozen employees behind the counter, we're going to take care of customers. And he went on and bragged on the food and said, we're at Chick-fil-A, right? Y'all are closed on Sundays. This is like the Lord's chicken. He's having a big time with it, and everybody's laughing and cutting up. Biden, he went to a place called Sheetz in Moon Township, Pennsylvania. They sell fast food. It's also like a convenience store. It's beloved up in western Pennsylvania, so, you know, it's kind of like going to an icon kind of place up there. But the crowd was a little less enthusiastic, says the article. The crowd and the employees smiled politely at Biden, dressed in his famous aviator sunglasses. He did get a picture with the cashier, but it was far more formal than Trump, who just worked the room. Trump just worked the room. He just went around talking to people. How you doing? What's going on? People were getting selfies with him, having a big time. And then, that's kind of the difference in the two. Story here on the Washington Times says, Trump blazes the path to the White House through Fast Food Nation. And I'll tell you what else, too. He's using his time. He's stuck in New York right now, Trump is, because the criminal trial. He's not even been allowed, by the way, to go to his son Barron's high school graduation. He's not allowed to leave to go to graduation and miss a day of trial. The judge wouldn't have any wouldn't hear it. Just classic. It's just asinine. But he's that's the Lord's chicken. Anyway, Mr. Trump's series of fast food pit stops has become a signature part of his third presidential campaign, served as a reminder of his enduring popularity with the working class. It's also helped draw a sharp contrast with Mr. Biden, who has difficulty generating enthusiasm among his own base. Mr. Trump's rousing receptions at his unannounced campaign stops are reflected in his poll numbers. He's gaining significant support among racial minorities and young people who have long been reliable voting blocks for the Democrats. He is solidifying his backing among working-class voters of all races and ethnicities, particularly white voters without college degrees. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, Mr. Biden leads Mr. Trump comfortably among black voters, but he has shed significant support there. The poll found that 30% of black men plan to vote for Trump, which is up from 12% in the 2020 poll. That means there's a significant... Think about the narrow margin on the last election. So if just, and I almost hate to do the demographic looks because I feel like I'm dividing up voters, but the polls will poll by demographics. So if he's up, literally up 18% on black male voters, that alone could swing an election that was as close as last time. But then you got the young voters, and it's all because Trump is doing his populist style. He's not afraid to get out among the people. These fast food polls, so to speak, are having an effect. But here's the one that I love the most. And it's not truly fast food, but it kind of is. It's the same premise, let's put it that way. So Trump's stuck in New York. But he says that being stuck in New York is having a reverse effect because he goes out every night and just sees folks. He's doing retail politics around New York City, his hometown. And he went to the New York bodega, little, you know, little side store, where a guy last year, remember this? This guy last year was a little old man, was sitting in his bodega, 70-something years old, and a street thug came in and tried to rob him and started beating him up. And the man grabbed a knife and stabbed the guy to get him off of him. Self-defense. The criminal died of his wounds. Alvin Bragg, the DA who's now trying to prosecute Trump in this crazy trial, decided to bring up the man on charges of murder for daring to defend himself in this little bodega. It's all on a surveillance camera. You can watch it. The popular uprising that occurred against Alvin Bragg for doing that, he even had calls of like a recall vote and stuff like that being thrown around. He decided to drop the charges, and the bodega man was able to go home. Trump went to that bodega yesterday. So this is like a double issue here. Trump's not only visiting somebody and being populist, he's going to the place that the prosecutor who is prosecuting him lost big in the popular vote. He showed up at the bodega. The crowd went bananas. I mean, gathered up on the sidewalk. He sat out there on the sidewalk just talking to people, slapping high fives, getting selfies. And what's crazy is it was largely a Black and Hispanic crowd who were shouting, "Trump, Trump, four more years." They were having the best time. And it's a clear indication that what's happening right now is that Biden's base is slipping. I am praying that this next election means that Biden's out, because I fear for our country if he gets four more years. I don't know that he knows he's there for... I don't know if he knows where he is most days. But the fact is that his name will be on the nameplate on the desk. And we need that removed. But what we're watching, these fast food polls, as I call them, are people like story here on Fox News. The Trump crowd outside the bodega yelling, "Trump, Trump, four more years. We love Trump," singing the national anthem. And him getting a chance to just speak off the cuff to people and just do what he does best. He's a retail politician. And these pit stops he's making are huge. He's totally flipping the script on his adversaries. It's as if the guy who has to sit in the courtroom all day is able to go out and almost shake it off. And it's cathartic, I would imagine, to some degree. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll take it. We'll come right back and put a lid on the week, man. Are y'all ready? It's go home time for a spring weekend. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, shout out to Grandma Wanda from Coleman. We lovingly call her Grandma Wanda. She just called in and chatted with Big Rig during the break. So, Grandma Wanda, we love you. Hope you're doing well. Ken from Harvest says, it's good that Trump is making inroads into minority voters, but there's a large voting bloc still controlled by Democrats. The dead still vote Democrat. I shouldn't laugh, but ballot harvesting in the graveyard, man. Joe from Indiana says, if Schumer violated his oath to uphold the Constitution, can he be removed from Congress by SCOTUS? So here's a question I have. I'm going to follow your question with a question, Joe. Joe from Indiana. I was talking to the lovely Charlene yesterday about Schumer making that constitutional ploy. And I think we got to find a way to challenge this and have the Supreme Court determine whether or not the articles as referred were in fact constitutional. Now, I don't know how we bring that. I mean, I'm a lawyer, but I'm not the legal scholar that some of the people that go on Fox News are. But I look at this and think, is there a means by which someone can bring that cause? Like when I was in the state Senate, we were allowed to do a thing called an opinion of the justices, where we as a legislative body could ask for an opinion of the justices. So I wonder, is a Speaker of the House, do they have any means by which he can do that at the federal level? I don't know the answer to that question. But can he get an opinion of the justices as to the constitutionality of the articles? Would they agree then to review it even? They might kick it back and say, we will not get involved in an ongoing measure. But I think at this point, though, it's technically killed. So why didn't he go ahead and... I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question, Joe. I do believe that that Schumer violates the Constitution on a regular basis. But in this particular instance, if there's a means by which we can get the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of what was done, then we'll know for future reference, and they can't pull this one again. Republicans or Democrats can't pull it. We got to get that sorted. It's a codswallop. Becky from Shelby County says, something, her voice text is messing up.
She said, "Hey, Seal," but she meant to say, "Hey, Phil," but she probably said it like, "Hey, Phil."
Got that Southern accent kicking in, Becky. Yeah. Becky from Shelby County says, last night on one of the Fox stations, they showed the manager of that Wawa station preparing the workers and what they were to do what would be done when President Biden came to see them. Everything was staged. I have no doubt. Becky, you're spot on. And you know what, though? You'd think they would at least try to stage some enthusiasm. When he gets here, everybody look excited. But no, it was like, and when he gets here, everybody look like you're at a funeral. Hi, Mr. President. What you need? What can I help you with, sir?
Black and white milkshake.
I want a black and white. I'm a black and white. You got milkshakes? I got a black and white milkshake. It's unreal. Gary from Decatur says, too bad he has to talk about Trump. Too bad he has to do retail politics in a state he can't possibly win, but it won't hurt if social media gets video feeds of these encounters. That's a great point, Gary. Now, he's enjoying the ability to push back on the image that somehow he is the defeated Trump. He's a criminal being prosecuted. He's out there having a big lark of a time. He's stomping his old grounds. I mean, he's the guy, right? He's the one who helped build part of Manhattan. Anyway, nonetheless... yes, everything's a soundbite, and you can replay these things nationwide, and he's getting a lot of press coverage out of it. So there's that. John from Huntsville has the grades in. He says Big Rig is an A double plus for his spectacular performance. Today's winner is obviously Phil with an A triple plus. Whoop, whoop. Perfection and congratulations. Also, just want to say if Trump walked into an authentic Mexican restaurant where all the employees are legal citizens of the country, he would get a massive amount of cheers. If Biden walks into that same restaurant, he'd be escorted out and directed to the nearest Taco Bell. yeah, I don't know, man.
That was good.
It's a mess. It's a mess. Listen, you guys, we're going to have a great weekend. Hope you are, too. Stay safe and enjoy your weekend. Remember, you got a brand new word to add to your repertoire. We got cacistocracy, we got jackassery, and now we have codswallop. I will review codswallop in more detail over the weekend and hope that I have not offended our British friends.
That one's going to be pending.
It's in the dictionary now, though. The right side dictionary is growing as we speak. Submit your words. I'll be glad to consider them. For right now, we're going to look at that one in great detail. You guys are an amazing audience, and the reason why we do what we do is because of y'all. We could sit here every day talking to a mic and nobody listens, and what good would it be? But we know from the ratings and we know from the response that we've got the best audience in all of radio. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean it when I say it. We do this because of what I call the mission and the message. And the mission is that every single day I want to do what I call the four E's. I want to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a Christian and a conservative walking around in today's world. Common sense conservatism, y'all. At the same time, that's the mission. The mission is driven by the message. And the message on this show is that every single day, I hope you gather up that we stand for the fact that Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and yes, life is worth living. That's Right Side Radio in a nutshell. You guys have a great weekend. We love you. We'll see you Monday.